Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I don't know who wins, the Jedi or the Empire, when it comes to this March Madness and the NCAA tournament. For some reason, the Empire State Building was flashing Darth Vader and Star Wars images on Thursday night. Maybe a nod to the NCAA and the fact that you do sometimes have a brand new lightly trained Jedi named Luke Skywalker take out the Death Star. You never know. It could happen. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, take our poll. We want to know which number one seed in the men's tournament is eliminated first. That is the question. North Carolina was the only one to play on Thursday. The other three, UConn, Houston, Purdue, will all get into action. First round action coming up on Friday. So the tournament tips off again in mere hours, so about 7 hours from now, and it's a veritable smorgasbord, everything you could possibly want. And we had a nice mixed bag of light and dark and double-digit seeds and blue bloods flexing their muscles. We had rallies. We had upsets. We had it all. Cinderella still dancing. Although, don't tell Oakland that it's supposed to be a Cinderella, because the Grizzlies do not want to wear that slipper. Oregon. How can you call Oregon an upset winner? Except according to seeds, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to be an 11. Somebody's got to be a 10 or a 12. It's just a number. It's like age, right? It's just a number when you get to this stage. Doesn't matter anymore. Everybody's got to go out there and play on the same court. And it's the same length. The hoops are the same height. I'm evoking Hoosiers here, right? Where who cares? The court is exactly the same dimensions as what we've played on all season long. And if you played your way in, well, then you have just as much right to be there. And so I love that basketball's wide open. We've already seen that in the men's tournament. But which number one seed will be the first to go out? Somebody's got to be the first. But will it be to a 16? That's the question now. I think we all can kind of anticipate that based on what we've seen twice in the last 5 years. So we've got the poll up on our Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. Oh, there's something about Oreos, too, but you'll have to check it out yourself. And then our Facebook page and our YouTube channel, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So good to have you with us. Happy Friday to you. Right, did someone say Cinderella? Don't tell Jack Golke.
As a player, you can't think that way. You got to go out there and you got to think that you have the same talent level as them. I know they have draft picks, and I know I'm not going to the NBA, but I know on any given night I can compete with those type of guys, and our team can compete with those type of guys. And that's why I was so confident going into it, and that's why I say we're not a Cinderella, because when we play our A game, we can be the best team on the floor.
Get it to Townsend, head of the circle. Got it to Golke, turn around, three-pointer. Shot no good. But the rebound comes down. Oakland covers it. Golke got it back. He wants another three. That one is good. Golke did it again. 10 made three-pointers. Watch slowly dribbling in front of his own bench. Crossover with the dribble. Not once, but twice. Now drives. Kicks to the corner. Cole, a three. Got it from the left side. Three-pointer for DQ Cole. It's 78-74. Oakland on top. Kentucky takes a timeout. This is it as Kentucky inbounds. They get it in. The throw to the front. Reeves, three-point jumper. No good. Golke down with the rebound. Maybe now they know where Oakland is. There are the history books. An 80-76 upset victory over Kentucky.
A call on the NCAA Westwood One Radio Network. Yeah, this is the time of the year when that happens. The Golden Grizzlies get 10 triples, 10 of them, off the bench from a grad student, a grad transfer. Jack Golke played for a Division II school, had a year of eligibility left because of the COVID situation, the COVID period. He joins Oakland and has the game of his life. And he says, I'm not going to play in the NBA. Kentucky has a ton of those guys. That's not who we are. But we also know, because of our experience, they've got a bunch of seniors and a couple of guys who are grad students, whereas you're facing a team in Kentucky that has a lot of freshmen. Almost the entire roster is underclassmen. So sometimes that experience, and also the fact that, you know, you've got guys who played together for a couple of years, it translates into a win where freshmen can get nervous. They can feel the pressure a little differently. They can make mistakes. So yeah, Golke has a career high 32, 10 for 20 from beyond the arc. Meanwhile, John Calipari is left to wonder what just happened. His team now on a streak of 1-4 in their last five tournament games.
I thought they were anxious. And when you're anxious, you get really tired really fast. So we had a couple guys that started the game and were exhausted within a minute and a half, 2 minutes. This one hurt because they are the kind of team you love coaching. And, you know, I wanted them to advance because of all that they've been through. And I wanted them to have a chance to relish and cherish this event. I've been through it 20 some times. My teams have done really well. We've lost a couple of these now. But them, this is their time. We're better than we played, but you got to give Oakland credit.
John Calipari was just talking about how the tournament should not be expanded. It would ruin what is the perfect event. Of course, acknowledging that sometimes it's brutal, right? When you go into a first-round matchup with a team that's got veterans and a sharpshooter, and even though Kentucky did start to hit some threes late, yeah, their freshmen seemed off. There were a lot of turnovers, a lot of mistakes, and then, of course, the fact that this one guy that maybe they'd never heard of before till they started scouting, Jack Golke, had the game and the show of his life. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Calipari did go on to say he'll reevaluate everything, including the recruitment of freshmen as opposed to transfers, right? Building a team on the backs of these blue chip recruits that come out of high school. But as much as he's had a lot of success doing that, it's not worked lately in the tournament. Two of his last three losses on the stage were against double-digit seeds. Now, does that mean his program is a failure? No, but it means Kentucky has a different standard, and if what they're doing is not working, maybe they need to try something different. Oakland has a 14, the highest seed, lowest seed? I have this conversation every single year. High seed or low seed?
I say high seed.
You say high seed?
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually say low seed. I usually say high seeds, referring to the double digits.
Yeah, so like UConn being a one, I'll say they're a low, personally. Yeah.
Right, that's what I just said. I say high seed. You said you would refer to a 14 as a low seed.
Yes. No. Now I'll confuse myself. If I see UConn as one, I'll say that they are a high seed.
Right, so you're the opposite of me. Right. I referred to the lower numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, even though they are the best ranked teams, the highest teams in terms of their ranking in college basketball, I call them low seeds.
Right. We differ. Yeah. I say they're the high seed. Yeah.
Right. And maybe I confuse people, but that's how I have always done it because they're the lower numbers, so I call them the lower seeds. But the higher seeds or the lower seeds, the double
the
digit seeds, right? The double digit seeds is safer, I think. The 14 was the lowest, highest to advance. The biggest upset. How about that? The greatest upset, the 14 over the 3. But we had multiple other double-digit seeds advance, like Oregon, on the strength of one lights-out world-class performance.
The Ducks will walk it across. Cousinard, catch and shoot 3. There's another. Jermaine Cousinard has 24. Cousinard gets a handoff and nails another 3. Oh, my goodness. 4 3-pointers in the ball game. He's got 29 points. Cousinard catches the ball, and he's going to dribble some time away, bothered there by Talon Cooper. Now playing catch with Tracy on the outside. Shot clock at 6. There goes Cousinard again. Floating shot is good. My goodness. What a ball game.
For Oregon, the name to remember is Jermaine Cousinard. 14 of 22 from the floor. 40 points, 6 assists, and a highlight interview on TNT following the win.
This is my grandma's first game here this season, so I knew I was had to make sacrifice for her. Just one day, just all I dreamed of for her to come to one of my games, and man, she was able to come tonight.
He just had it going. You know, those are games every player dreams of, you know, getting it going, and getting it going in the NCAA tournament's a really good feeling.
That's his head coach, Dana Altman. So the Oregon Ducks, out of the soon-to-be-defunct Pac-12, get a huge performance from Jermaine Cousinard and beat South Carolina. That's one 11 seed. And actually, there were a couple of 10 seeds that were on the verge of advancing, like Nevada, who had, gosh, I think it was a 17-point lead in the second half against Dayton when the wheels came off. And this truly was the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, because Dayton comes roaring back, stuns Nevada at the end of this game, and you've got the Flyers, well, flying high.
What a battle. What a battle. Just really proud of our guys. They never quit, showed tremendous resiliency, and they've done that a few times this year, you know, where the chips weren't in our favor. They found a way. And so I'm extremely proud of the fight, the grit, the determination that our group showed tonight. That's a good basketball team that we beat, and they've had a great year. But our guys never gave up. I'm proud of the way they believed in each other, believed in what we're doing.
Right away on the post-game show following this game, it was Charles Barkley and crew on either TBS or TNT. I can't remember which one. And Nevada, who had a 17-point lead with 7.5 minutes to go. Oh, 17-point lead with 7.5 minutes to go. Then allowed the Flyers to streak on a 24-4 run. Largest comeback in the tournament since 2018. And the looks on the faces, the body language of the Wolfpack after they realized that they had allowed this one to get away, and then coupled with Charles Barkley and crew talking about how they just classic let their foot off the gas instead of staying intense, forcing the issue, being aggressive. That old adage of play not to lose, or if you will, from the NFL, the prevent defense prevents nothing. Oh, Steve Alford had to go address his Wolfpack after this loss.
It's the brutality of March Madness. We say that all the time, and we just really, really poor offense the last 7 minutes and very, very poor defense. And when you do that on this stage, you're probably not going to win very many games, and that's really what happened tonight.
And you could see it, the stress, the anxiety getting compounded, right, as the shots weren't dropping, They lagged on defense. They had a couple of uncharacteristic mistakes, like two guys who were out of bounds to take a ball out. Turnovers. Just not taking care of their business. Simple, basic fundamentals that they've been doing all year. But they trailed by 17. Meanwhile, the Flyers showed no panic. And gosh, that's not something analytics can explain. It's just human nature. So the 10 seed Nevada gets upset. The 10 seed of Drake also had a lead late. It's another game in which we see a rally. It's really impressive, too, because you've got guys who've got tournament experience. And yet to see kind of that seesaw affair of Washington State rallying against Drake, another 7-10 game. They had guys in and out. They had guys fouling out, but Washington State found a way.
Watts with 10 to shoot. Shovels that pass back out to Wells. Wells back to Watts. He'll launch a three on the right wing. And he hits! Oh, the freshman from deep on the right wing. 61-59. Cougars their first lead since 45 seconds into the second half. 61-59. Isaiah Watts with the biggest shot of his young career. And the Cougars up by a pair with 1:38 to go in Omaha.
Isaiah Watts off the bench, played 22 minutes, but only had 7 points, including one three-pointer. But he was out there with a handful of steals, which made a difference late against Drake. And so the Cougars also with a huge rally. Only 8 guys who are available to play. And their coach even acknowledges, we don't always do it in a way that's aesthetically pleasing.
As team scout you and everyone has film on everybody, that they just tried to make it ugly against us a little bit. I think going back to Washington game, UCLA game, conference tournament against Colorado, we got that way a little bit. So it's just, we're growing, and we've had a little target on our back since we had a chance to win the league and got ranked, and it's just part of the experience of going through it. And people, and we've got these guys are averaging about 34, 35 minutes a game, but they've been so tough for us, and just a big win. It's that time of year. Just got to do it. It's ugly ball. Get on the glass. Don't turn it over.
Ugly ball. I like it. You know what else was ugly? Drake went 6 of 14 from the free throw line. 8 free throws. 8 points that were left out there, and you lose by 5. So that's painful. The Cougars, their offense was definitely ugly. They shot under 30% from the floor and trailed most of the second half. But Drake left the door wide open in large part because of the free throws. And so congrats to the Cougars. First tournament appearance since 2008, and they end up with a win. And yeah, you get the theme over and over. We never give up. We don't ever go away until the buzzer sounds.
I think a lot of our identity just comes from defense. So just locking down, making sure they're not getting too far of a lead while we're not scoring. But you know, we always stick together. We never lose confidence in anyone else. We have our captains. They always keep us together, always motivating us. So we never get down. We're always together. We're always a family on and off the court.
Yeah, it definitely was a seesaw affair, right? Because Drake has 8 to 10 point lead as Washington State goes completely silent offensively, and then the opposite happens. Couple of shots go in and out. Again, maybe Drake gets tight, but the hard part is that they missed all those free throws when they had the opportunity to close out Washington State. And then Colorado State, another 10 seed. I had 3 of them picked into the second round of my bracket, but Colorado State out of gas after playing through Dayton. That was really obvious. So you end up with some powerhouse teams that move on, like Iowa State, who will be the next opponent for Washington State. No trouble there at all. You have North Carolina as well. Kansas actually got pushed to the brink, so we'll get to that coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Pod.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cast.
Seconds left. Goes to his right. Now backs up. Between the leg dribble. On the switch. Keeps the dribble. Driving. Kick out. Left side. Campbell. Achor top of the key. Drives. Goes in for the slam. A one-handed flush. Right down Main Street. Two-point game. And a timeout by Samford. 88-86. Kansas with 38 seconds to go. Kansas ball up 88-86. They run the baseline, throw it in Dickinson. They're not going to foul him, though, in the backcourt. He leans in. They could have called an offensive foul. Now he throws it down court. Adams wide open, dunks it underneath. Somehow Samford lost Adams. 90-86, Kansas.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be that close. Oh, my goodness. Rock Chalk Jayhawk fans were sweating inside the arena as everyone started rooting for Samford, except for those team or those players that were there simply to root for players' families and fans that were simply there to root for the Jayhawks. The 13 seed Samford nearly became another amazing story from the first day of the tournament. Why? Because they were trailing by 22. Maybe you don't know their mascot. It's the Bulldogs. They were trailing by 22 and then started using a press and were running guys in and out from their bench and got it all the way down to one with under a minute to go. But yeah, as they're trapping in the backcourt, you hear the call there on the NCAA Westwood One NCAA radio network. I got it backwards. As they're pressing, Nicholas Timberlake, he streaks behind the press. They somehow lose track of him, and he takes a long pass and has an easy bucket. And then there was a foul called. Now, it may have been a phantom foul. It may have been a call that a lot of people didn't agree with, but a call is a call. And honestly, over the course of a basketball game, some whistles go your way and some don't. But Kansas and Samford both had free throw opportunities that they left out there, though not on that occasion. Timberlake was able to make the free throws, and they survived being the next upset victim. But yeah, whew, butts were tight for Bill Self and crew as they're hanging on for the dub.
We're relieved, excited, and proud to get an opportunity to advance. That they, I thought Samford was great. You know, I've never played against anybody that there's never a break in the action. You know, they're always pressuring in some way, shape, or form. And they, of course, the way they shot at the second half was pretty much incredible. But proud of our guys. And, of course, these two guys really stepped up and played great.
I thought it was awesome that they brought this environment to this game and to play down to play with 4 minutes left with that crowd going like that. It can't get any better than that. That's what you dream for when you come here.
When Bill Self says these guys, he's referring to KJ Adams Jr., who was next to him, And he actually, he's not junior. KJ Adams Jr., 20 points and 6 assists. And for him, for the rest of the Jayhawks, this was nuts. I mean, they are not a deep team. Remember, they're missing one of their key guys throughout this tournament. And so Timberlake actually got the start in place of McCullough. And so they're a team that right now is missing one of their top guys and have a shorter bench and only had essentially 25 minutes off their bench. That's it. And 6 points. Meanwhile, the Bulldogs are able to run guys in and out, in and out, in and out, like hockey line changes. And so for them, they had fresh legs and were able to press and keep that up for a long period of time for Bucky McMillan.
Great game. You know, we kind of knew what it would be. They'd be trying to impose their will on the inside, and we'd obviously try to space and play fast and make threes. I had no doubt in the game that if we could get it to single digits in my mind, under the 10-minute mark, I thought we would win. We've kind of been in these spots before. We have big comebacks, and we have the juice kind of at the end of the game, and I thought we had it. You know, play here, play there, it could be different.
So the 4-seed Jayhawks gave up 51 points. In the second half, 51 points to a team that's never won an NCAA tournament game before. In case you don't know, and I love to find this stuff out, Samford is from the Birmingham area, little university that won the Southern Conference and nearly became one of those cool pieces of trivia about the NCAA tournament. The definition of March Madness, right? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Which number one seed is the first to get eliminated on the men's side? We've got the poll up on Twitter and Facebook. Glad to have you all participating. And we've had even some calls tonight and tweets from people who were at games on Thursday. I know a lot of people are looking forward to the Friday action as well. And there's some crazy stories, not just first ever NCAA tournament wins, or how about first one in a long time out of the Atlantic 10. For those of you who are in the Pittsburgh area, Duquesne had to rattle off 4 wins in 4 days just to grab the automatic bid. First time in the tournament in nearly a half century, and first win by upsetting BYU since 1969. All of this for a coach who's already announced he's retiring whenever the season is done. But not so fast, Keith Dambrot.
The only thing they beat us with was one-on-one and at the three-line some, but they didn't get any easy ones. We made them work for everything they got. And it's just a tribute to our guys. It's a tribute to our league. You know, teams like Davidson, VCU, Richmond kind of prepared us for this because they do a lot of similar things, and the great coaches in our league got us prepared for this game.
So whether or not those are quality wins or the types of wins that would grab the attention or earn merit with a selection committee, that's one thing. But to get out there and to know that you're prepared, to have that confidence, I mean, that's certainly a reflection of coaching. And Keith Dambrot is beloved there in Pittsburgh and at Duquesne, but he's done whenever the team is done. And that also applies to the Long Beach State head coach, Dan Monson, though his story's a little different. He was done because he was fired. In fact, he was informed by his boss, the athletic director, before the conference tournament that he was a lame duck, essentially, that he would not be allowed to continue. Yeah, really crazy, right? He was fired last Monday because the team had lost 5 games in a row, but he was allowed to coach through what they thought would be the conference tournament. So they go into the Big West. The team responds by winning the Big West and the automatic bid and getting the trip to face Gonzaga in the NCAA tournament. But now, though, for Dan Monson, time to say goodbye to his team after they lose to the Zags.
It was emotional in the locker room, but I made him look me in the eye because there was no heads down, because I can't be more proud. This group needs their heads up high, and I want to thank them for the ride. My stance this week doesn't change. I'm the luckiest guy in this tournament in the world to get to do what I got to do today with these guys.
I know that it's emotional, and I can imagine his kids feel terrible, right? Because they wanted to do this for their coach. They wanted to be the David that slayed Goliath for their coach who got fired, taking that personally. And so certainly there's going to be tears and there's going to be these tough goodbyes, but actually Dan Munson had a great sense of humor about it earlier in the week when he was obviously getting questions about the fact that he's a lame duck, dead man walking, whatever. He invokes one of the most popular comedies in the history of TV.
You guys see the Seinfeld when George Costanza was trying to get fired and couldn't lose his job and still going to work every day. And that's me. I'm a Seinfeld episode going on right now in real life.
Now, wouldn't it be cool if the Long Beach State Athletic Department reversed course and brought Dan Munson back? According to the AD, and I don't know that I believe this any more than I believe the Ohtani camp right now, but the timing of his decision to fire the coach was because he hoped it might actually inspire the team to go on a deep run. Quote, "My belief and hope is that by doing what I did and the timing of it, they would play inspired, and that's what they did. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it worked." Bobby Smitherin. Are you kidding me?
They lost.
Well, right, they lost. That was before they lost.
Yeah.
But to run the table in the tournament, to get the automatic bid, to make it into March Madness, I mean, if that's really true, that is playing awful tricks with your team and with a coach.
I would be pissed if I was
and
Dan
his
Munson.
Livelihood. He actually said that he doesn't want to finish coaching. He wants to continue coaching, but he has no idea what happens now. I mean, that AD.
It's a slimy game.
That is a really sleazy way to do it. Man.
No respect.
Uh-uh. So we'll see whether or not Dan Munson works in 24, 25. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, which men's seed is eliminated first? Also on our Facebook page, coming up, speaking of number one seeds, Lisa Bluter and the Iowa Hawkeyes earned a one seed. Caitlin Clark, all the rage. Everywhere she's in commercials now. Everywhere she goes, people are sure to follow. Had fun talking with Lisa earlier in the week and can't wait to hear for you to hear part of that conversation and also to see what the Hawkeyes do moving forward.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Lob pass in deep, picked off by Clark. She dribbles it out across the timeline. There it is. Hey, count them up. One, two, three in a row. Iowa Hawkeyes, Big Ten Tournament champions.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From Learfield, IMG. It's been a year of OMG for fans watching Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes as they've earned a number one seed for the first time in a long time. And On TV, record ratings, fans flocking to the arena, selling out even football arenas to see exhibition games. But now is the real test as Lisa Bluter's Hawkeyes are trying to get back to the championship game and capture the ultimate prize. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It was really cool to be able to catch up with Lisa earlier in the week. Once Iowa found out it was, in fact, a one seed for this women's NCAA tournament. And I asked her mentally and physically what it's been like for her group to go through a season with so much attention and everything that comes with being directly in the center of the spotlight.
You know, it's been a blast. I mean, people are like, you know, has it been hard? No, are you kidding? This is what we've been trying to get for years. We've been trying to get people to understand how good our game is. And we've been trying to get these crowds. And when I first came to Iowa, you know, 24 years ago, I walked in with my two assistant coaches and says, wow, can you imagine if we could ever fill this place? And now every single game has been sold out all year. And so, you know, it's a dream, and we're not going to complain about that dream.
Coach Lisa Bluter of Iowa is with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I got to tell you, my mom knows very little about sports. I mean, she followed me when I played, and she knows what I do for a living. But she has been texting me almost every time the Iowa women play a game. During the Big Ten Championship, going back to the big senior day where Caitlin had another record, my mother is texting me, are you watching? I'm watching. I mean, that's just, in my own world, the impact of what your team has done. Is there any way for you even to summarize the way that this team has impacted not just the sport but sports in general?
It's hard for me to put my hands around my mind around all the way, but what I absolutely love is that people have fallen in love with this team. And I think it's because we play a really fun style. I mean, we lead the country in scoring, we lead the country in assists, we lead the country in field goal percentage. So I think we play a really fun style. And I think you can recognize that our kids are having fun out there. They enjoy each other. They, you know, are doing some spectacular things when you're Caitlin Clark that nobody else can do, which is fun to see. But I really think we've brought a lot of joy to people. And as a basketball coach, if I can do that with our team, I mean, that just brings a lot of pleasure to me that we're providing that for other people.
Coach Lisa Bluter of Iowa is with us here After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. A number one seed trying to get back to that Final Four and another shot at a championship. And you said it's fun and you're having a good time, but it can still be a lot in terms of media and just the demands on time. I'm sure social media as well. So have you seen them grow into that?
Well, I try to tell them to avoid social media if they can. Like, I know they have to post. I get that. But I'm like, don't read it. You can post it, but don't read it. And all the comments and such. Now, I don't know how much they heed my advice, but that is my advice to them. Just because there is a lot of haters out there, and you don't want to read that stuff. But with the media, you know, we try to screen as much as we can so that they're not over inundated with requests constantly. And, you know, I think last year's experience really prepared us for this, too. Last year's experience of being in the championship game and all that came with that. And then the return home, and then the circuit for Caitlin going around to collect all the awards that she won. I think it prepared us for this situation this year.
What's different about your team now from a year ago, Coach?
We're faster than we were. I will say that. We get up and down the court a lot better. We're a better rebounding team than we were last year. And now, you know, we have some really good experience. I have, you know, three starters in the starting lineup or played in the national championship game, started in the national championship game last night. That's a tremendous experience.
You're an Iowa lifer. I actually was speaking to a reporter not that long ago, and I asked her why you were the right leader, the right coach for this team and for this time. And she said, because she's Iowa. So what makes Iowa so special when it comes to not just basketball, but women's basketball and that tradition? Mm-hmm.
You know, Iowa has been always ahead of everybody else as far as basketball. For example, we played basketball in the state in the 1920s. We were having girls basketball in the 1920s and packed stadiums, sold out stadiums in the 60s, 70s to watch girls play basketball. So, you know, when we brought in women's sports here at Iowa 51 years ago, Dr. Christine Grant was our athletic director, and Dr. Grant was a pioneer for women's athletics. She was a campaigned for gender equity in Title IX over and over again. So, you know, maybe Title IX wasn't born here in Iowa City, but it sure grew up here. And we are very proud of our heritage that we have with women's rights and women's athletics here at the University of Iowa.
And even thinking back to, we mentioned that other number one seed or the last one in 92, and see Vivian Stringer and what she meant in growing the program as well. And college sports have changed too. Do you ever look around and think, wow, it has grown and changed so dramatically. It's almost hard to keep up sometimes.
It is hard to keep up. And I'm so thankful that Coach Stringer was here because she really put, you know, Iowa on the map. She wasn't the first coach here. She was the third coach here. But certainly she was the first coach that got resources here. And she did such a marvelous job. And, you know, we're friends to this day. And I'm so thankful for the start that she gave to this program. And I know, like, you know, back then everybody thought, you know, Iowa was drawing these great crowds, and they were back then. But I look back at those numbers and they were like 7,000, 8,000. So, I mean, women's basketball just nationally has just exploded, and it's just fun to be on this side of it.
I'm going to say we, because I played college basketball too. How do we keep that going? How do we continue with the momentum to the point where this isn't a flash in the pan? This is people really understanding why women's basketball is special in its own right.
Well, I think, for example, Amy, you said I was the first female coach you've ever had on the show. Well, there you go, right there. Like, we need to keep having exposure, whether it's television, whether it's radio, whether it's newsprint. The exposure is what gets people's attention. If they don't know about you, you could have the best product out there, but if they don't know about you, they're not going to be able to talk about you or see you. And so the exposure has grown for women's athletics. And with it, along has come the attendance. I really believe that we have a great product and we need to be able to showcase it.
What does a Final Four do for a program when you get to one and you have all the attention and the nationally televised games? How has life changed for you as a coach after a Final Four?
You know, it hasn't changed a whole lot. It really has another day. I might get a few dinners bought for me downtown, but, you know, other than that, it hasn't changed a whole lot. Still the same old coaching staff as we always were.
Well, the challenge, obviously, is that you're not going to catch anyone by surprise, right? Everyone knows who you are and what Caitlin and your group brings to the table. I just love that the girls continue to talk about wanting to be national champs. It's not just about the attention or about Caitlin's record. It's also about winning. Where do you get to the place, or what does it look like, Coach, when you're playing your best basketball?
That's beautiful. Like, I always tell the team, like, it's like a dance. And I know that sounds kind of corny, but to me it is. It's like a synchronized dance. Like, when we're all moving and the spacing on the floor is perfect and we're passing the ball and for wide open shots, to me it's just a beautiful dance. And that's, you know, and like you said, you know, everybody's kind of got our, like, circled us on the calendar. We've played in so many intense environments all year this year. I do think we are prepared for the NCAA tournament more so than in the past, just because of the environments that we've played in.
Coach Lisa Bluder, Caitlin Clark's coach and mentor. She's Miss Iowa, or she is Iowa, and Caitlin Clark chose to stay home and play for her, and they have such a great relationship. It's been amazing to watch the development and obviously the explosion of the story and the enchantment with the Hawkeyes and with Caitlin Clark, and yet the teammates are not jealous. I really enjoy seeing how they all work together and how happy they are for Caitlin Clark. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. By the way, Coach Lisa Bluder, I told her it's true. The selection show that we've done for 10 plus years here on Sunday night, following the reveal of the brackets, and now the women are on Sunday as well, she was the first women's coach I'd ever had on a selection Sunday night. Got the top seed, got the Iowa Hawkeyes represented with Lisa Bluder, and then just earlier tonight from, not just from USC and from California, the top seed Trojans, but former Cavaliers assistant coach. Yeah, as in NBA, Cavaliers assistant coach Lindsay Gottlieb, that name familiar on the shores of Lake Erie. She was very generous and had also the idea of, hey, let's put more women's basketball on TV, because when we do, people will really understand why it's so much fun and why it's worth paying attention to. And so, yeah, awesome. We're heading into the throes of March Madness as the women's tournament gets underway today. And then the men's day number two. You could fall into a basketball coma over the next few days, but make sure you're back with us Sunday night. Also, if you haven't yet filled out your bracket for the women's tournament, it's our first one ever, pinned to the top of our Twitter, After Hours CBS, and our Facebook page. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Sunday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.